As chairman of the Southeast Wisconsin OWI Task Force, Wauwatosa Police Captain Timothy Sharpie is a firm believer the group effort works to deter and stop drunk driving. He says officers on the task force are seeing more designated drivers, and there's more general awareness of the concentrated law enforcement crackdown.
The more effort that is out there, the more impact it's going to have. I want it to go to other counties.
But Sharpie acknowledged rural communities may be reluctant to set up an OWI task force. At a Madison forum presented by the Evidence-Based Health Policy Project, he said officers in small towns often know everyone.
It's hard when you're living in that small community with your neighbor who you know drives 5 miles out of town and gets stinking drunk and then drives his pickup back.
Sharpie says an OWI task force can help by bringing in law enforcement that residents don't recognize. The public's perception that there's a concentration of officers looking for drunk drivers is key to deterrence because the actual numbers show most people who drive impaired won't be caught. Paul Moberg is a researcher at UW Population Health Institute.
The numbers I've seen are something like 1 in 200 times to 1 in 1,000 times that somebody drives impaired. Are they likely to be caught?
OWI arrests have declined the past decade. Moberg says that may be due to more enforcement, general awareness about the hazards of drinking and driving, or just a bad economy in which more people stayed home to drink. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.